Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's Wednesday, September 18, 2019. How you doing, Mike Boddicker?
I'm good. I was just looking at the TV watching Jalen Ramsey fight with his coach. Yeah.
How many first-round picks did you give up for him?
Me?
Yep. All of them.
In the next few years, our first-round picks are going to be way down there. So
that's right.
Does it really matter?
Might as well make him a second-round pick.
The only thing he scares me in the locker room. He really does. I don't know why.
Wow.
Well, you don't know why? I mean, he's fighting with his coaches.
Yeah, I'm watching. He's got those scary eyes. Well, it's like he's going to kill somebody.
You send him over there to talk to the MVP. Hey, the MVP wants to talk to you, Jalen.
Yeah. Some people it doesn't matter.
Yeah, some people it does, though.
Yeah, some people it does. Some people it doesn't. That's the scary part. Talent-wise, the guy's off the charts. So, best lockdown corner in the football, I think. So.
Yep.
I don't know. That's a tough call. I mean, jeez. I'm glad I don't have to make that decision.
You weren't hearing about this 2 years ago when they were in the AFC Championship and he wasn't playing for a contract.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't fighting with his coaches then.
He's talented.
He is super talented.
Boy.
Worldly talented.
Yeah.
He looked great in red.
He would look great.
Yeah, right?
He really would.
Flamed up.
Yeah. There's just...
Can you believe the Royals are going to have the AL home run champ?
Yes, I can. That's a year of home runs, and he's reached his potential.
But even in a year of home runs, he's got the most in the AL.
Yeah. Well, that's usually the case when you're the home run champ.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks for that analysis, Bod.
Yeah, quality stuff right here.
But we saw this coming. Nobody saw this coming.
I mean, we got two highlights this year. Whit Merrifield, who is always our highlight, and Soler, who's going to be the home run champ.
So no Mondesi.
He's so up and down. He's been hurt, and it's like, this year, no. No, just basically that's pretty much all I've taken out of it. So.
I can't remember. Did you say Dozier?
No. Dozier's he's hurt too, quite a bit. And
he had a double last night.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, he's hitting 286 with an 899 OPS.
I'm just happy as a lark. They're winning big.
Well, I'm just saying,
come on.
He's a positive.
What was
right?
the score last night?
2-1.
Thank you. Where's our offense?
Look. I'm not arguing that the team is good, but you have to say Dozier's been a positive. You didn't expect him to have a 900 OPS.
I don't really care about OPS and stuff like that. All I look at is wins and losses and what they do to contribute to win games.
Well, if you like the counting numbers, I mean, he's got 26 home runs and 82 RBIs.
That's a nice year.
The pitching sucks. He's not the problem.
Did you think that Hunter
Dozier lost 2-1 last night?
That's
pitching
one game.
Didn't suck.
Like for the season, don't you think it has?
bullpen has.
Who's
I mean, you look at some of the games we've played here in the last 2 weeks. It's a 1-1, 2-1 ball game going into the seventh inning. So the pitching hadn't sucked. The bullpen sucked. I mean, Junis has sucked overall, I thought. Not good. But I just we haven't scored that many runs. I'm sorry.
Well, look.
Everybody's high on, look at this guy, look at this guy. But we don't score runs.
They don't have a starting pitcher that had an ERA under 4.19.
I know.
If you look at the stats.
Most teams don't, except for like the Dodgers and the Astros.
From an ERA standpoint, the Royals are 13th out of 15 teams in the American League. I think that qualifies as sucking.
Yeah.
If you look at offense. From a runs scored standpoint, the Royals are 14th out of 15.
Thank you.
They suck on offense, too.
So what are the positives about this?
Well,
besides Merrifield and Soler?
I'm just giving you one name. I'm not giving you five guys. I think Dozier has been a positive. I mean, I would take that production out of, my third baseman.
Yeah.
I mean, I would take 26 home runs and 82 RBIs and a 357 on base percentage. I'm not saying he's up for MVP, but
Nate,
I don't.
He's not up for MVP.
I don't.
I mean, come on.
I don't think that he is a reason that the offense sucks this year. You know, I mean, like Mike Sweeney was a really good hitter on some terrible teams. It wasn't his fault that the rest of the team sucked.
Let me tell you why. One of the reasons why the offense has been bad. The stunningly bad, the shockingly bad lack of production from first base.
Yes.
First base has been bad?
That has been an offensive black hole.
And that is supposed to be an offensive position.
Mm-hmm. Lucas Duda, Ryan O'Hearn, I mean, everyone over there has been, I mean.
I agree.
I mean, first base is supposed to be, you know, we'll put anyone over there, they're going to hit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a pitcher. Has been hitting over there.
Look, our outfield hadn't hit either.
Yeah,
though.
I was going to say.
You go through the whole outfield, and they really haven't hit.
Yeah, the outfield, corner outfield spots particularly are supposed to be offensive. Gordon, you know, was having a decent year
but nothing great. No.
He's not hitting for any power this year, and you know, his on-base percentage is okay. Compared to what he's done the last 2 years, has been better.
Oh, it's night and day difference.
But yeah, they're getting nothing from the outfield either.
No.
Those are all supposed to be offensive positions.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So, I mean, but I think.
The problem is every time we get a chance to score, and you look at it, a pitcher bears down and we strike out. We strike out way too much. You can't strike out that much. The years we were successful, we didn't strike out. We put the ball in play.
But you know what? Those teams had there was length in the lineup. Like 1 through 8, 1 through 9, you kind of, everybody could do something offensively.
Make contact. That would really help.
This team has 4 guys. And then the bottom, more than over half the lineup is terrible.
Yeah, terrible.
So that's, but I put Dozier as a positive. You can at least
he's
give
a
that.
Oh, he's a positive, but I'm talking about the thing that I look for when I look at the Royals. I look at Merrifield and I look at Soler. And that's pretty much it.
You want to see flames shoot out of his ears?
Oh, boy.
Dozier's got a higher OPS than Merrifield.
I don't care.
I'm just telling you.
I don't care.
What's his war?
I don't know what his war is. It's like I lost a couple of my buddies. They lost their coaching jobs this past week. Scott McGregor lost his job out in Baltimore. John T-Bone Shelby lost his job with the Rockies. You know why? Because they're not all in on sabermetrics.
Well, not because of Dozier.
No, I'm talking about this. This is the way baseball's going, Steve. And God, you know, I'm telling you what, the Orioles are only 50 games out. The Rockies are only 30 games out, 32 games out. It's working. It's really working for them.
Do you care about on-base percentage?
No, I don't really care.
You don't care about getting on base?
No, no.
I feel like you're being belligerent right now.
No,
yeah.
I really don't care. The bottom line is winning games.
Yeah, but like, don't you think getting on base is like a key component to scoring runs?
But what about Dozier having a better on base percentage than Merrifield?
I could care less.
But then why is it okay if you would like?
Because he doesn't drive him in.
Well,
that's the bottom line. Somebody's got to drive him in. Witt's getting 2 hits a night.
Witt's got a much higher WAR than Dozier.
Jeez,
is that
stupid?
Does that make you like
WAR?
Crap.
No, I hate WAR.
His 3.6. Dozier's only 2.3, which is still pretty good.
Yeah, Hamilton was what?
So you're arguing for ribbies or against?
Somebody's got to drive Merrifield in. Obviously they're not. If we're losing these games, that's a 2-1 game last night. Somebody drive him in.
Yeah, but I think that like there's like 5 or 6 guys that are at fault before you get to Dozier. I mean Dozier.
Then move
and Soler,
Dozier up in the lineup. Drive
like Dozier has
he's protecting Soler.
Really?
Yes.
Why would anybody pitch a Soler?
Because Dozier's
Dozier. No, Dozier's not going to protect Soler. Sorry,
Dozier's got a 900 OPS. Soler's got a 904.
Don't care.
But you're saying something. Then we're showing you why. And then you're like, I don't care. No, but production of the catcher sucked. First base has sucked. The outfield has sucked. Those are all mm-hmm. I mean, Dozier's been
good. I mean, he's fine.
That's all.
He's fine.
Going forward, he's the guy I'd say. You know what? He's the guy that could help us win games. If we get some production in the outfield, get some production at first base, get some pitching, you can like Dozier's production right there. That's a good player.
He's a good player. He's not Mike Moustakas though.
Well, no, I mean
I'm sorry. You got to have guys like that.
And Mike Moustakas isn't George Brett. I mean, I don't know.
That's true. That's true.
That's amazing.
But each one of them won a World Series.
Right. But it's not, I mean, Dozier.
So you're mad that your buddy's got fired because of the sabermetrics.
Stupid.
That's what this goes
there
back
we go.
To. Is that what this is all about?
No, you asked me, you know, about the Royals and Soler. And I says, yeah, he's one of the positives about this year. There was two I picked out. Those were the positives for me.
Where are you at on Mondesi?
Mondesi's hurt too much, and he's too up and down.
Wild things said about him before the season started.
Yeah, tremendous, tremendous talent. But the bottom line is you got to be out there, and you got to be semi-consistent. Every time I look up, you know, he's getting three hits, or he's striking out three times, and he'll go three, four games where he's 0-for. It's kind of tough. I mean, if you're going to be the man, you got to step up. Pat Mahomes,
Dozier
he's the man.
Dozier has a higher OPS than Moustakas this year.
Good for him.
Boy. Oh, no.
What's their war?
Well, I
don't really care about any of that stuff. Bottom line is, who's going to the playoffs? Who's going to the World Series?
You're more of an OPS plus guy, right? Moustakas does have a higher OPS plus. So.
Don't really care.
No, he doesn't. I take that back. No, Dozier does.
So which one would you rather have?
At this stage in their careers, how old is Moustakas?
I'd like
now?
To bring Moose back, put him at third, and put Dozier at first.
Yeah, I would take that.
Yeah, I would take that.
Well, I would take that for sure.
I would take that in a heartbeat. Needless to say,
get out, everybody.
Needless to say, I love Mike Moustakas.
You know what? I mean,
so do I.
Here's the thing: it's only 1 year of production out of Dozier, so I don't know what he really is. We've talked about this before.
We don't know what he is.
Doing it for 1 year does not mean that's who you are as a player.
Mike Moustakas.
We've seen guys have a breakout year and then never replicate it again.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'd like to see Dozier go out and do it again. But
I'd like to see him do it for 2 or 3 years and then just keep getting a little bit better.
I'd like to see him do it for 4 or 5.
Well, yeah.
I would. I mean, it's a true thing.
Yes.
Look at Jake. This smart ass in there is just nodding at everything. He loves it.
Yeah.
He's taking a nap.
But he's only 27 and Moustakas is 31. I think I might take Dozier right now.
Whoa, come on. Let's go.
I think I might take Dozier
I would take Dozier too at first base.
Don't take that from him, Mike.
Yeah.
Put him in his
Cuthbert's
place.
Cuthbert's a better third baseman than Dozier. So that's what
defensively you're saying.
Defensively, yeah. So
Cuthbert's not hitting, though, right?
No, most of them aren't hitting, Nate, if you just look
at it. But Dozier is. You're blaming Dozier for everybody else's shortcomings.
I said it was a nice year, but it's not a standout thing that the things I pick out. It was a nice year. But again, he was hurt. I mean, and he can't help that, but still. He's got a tendency to, just like Mondesi, tendency to get hurt.
I mean, he's got 543 plate appearances this year. That's a pretty good. That's a pretty full season. I know he's had a couple little injuries, but he hasn't been out a lot. I don't know. If I'm looking for building blocks, I feel like he definitely made himself one of them.
At first, to me, he's a first baseman.
First baseman.
Jake in there answering the phones.
Really?
You don't even want to know what that. You
I do.
Not, no, you don't.
The hell I don't.
No, you don't.
He's ordering his diamond engagement ring.
No,
he's ordering his diamond engagement ring from Olga.
You talk to Olga?
You better
to
Olga.
You better tell me that is.
As a guy looking to change his appointment to get his teeth cleaned.
Well, could have him call. Why didn't you put him on?
Yes.
I'd have done that for him.
Oh, that'd have been
next
great.
Next time you get that, you put him on the air.
Don't be stupid.
No,
don't be stupid next time.
Put him on the air.
This guy was older than you, Mike.
Wow.
That's pretty old.
I know.
Wow.
I just said, hey, sir, I think you have the wrong number.
No. One second, I'll transfer you to scheduling.
Right.
I'll get his number. I'll call him back and be like, hey.
No, don't screw with him now. You had a chance before.
No. Yeah, poor guy.
So what are these coaches supposed to know about? Like, what are they supposed to be doing with sabermetrics that, you know?
I don't know. All they were told was, you're not all in, so you're fired. You got to be all in for sabermetrics. If you can't go all in, you're fired. So, seriously?
So when they just say, okay, we're all in.
Well, no, because they're smarter than that.
Not go all in. I mean, what's that even mean?
Well,
I don't know. What, like, what is a coach supposed to do? Hey, get your BABIP up.
Yeah, shh. I have no idea.
Like, what is that? I don't know what the coach is supposed to do about, like, sabermetrics, you know?
Well, as far as positioning people and stuff like that.
Playing guys with better...
Shifting and things like that.
Yeah, where like, a guy like Scott McGregor knows, okay, not every... You know, the stats might say this guy is a dead pull hitter, and Mac might see something that say, no, he's not against this pitcher, and say, no, we can't do that. And they say, no, we're going to do it. And so it's like they're arguing about stuff like that. And it's, yeah, it's just they're taking the baseball people out of baseball is what's happening. And it's just going to be a video game. And so my time as a radio guy is pretty much getting close to being over.
No, it's not. You ain't going nowhere, dude.
Buddy,
we're not letting you leave. All I have to say is I am retired.
Oh,
not from this. You're not
yet.
As soon as they're all in, and as soon as I see that video box where the umpire used to be, home plate umpire, and then it's going to be all over.
No, I can't wait for robots to.
Yeah, robots. Me too. That's great.
All the
you are ejected.
The umpires are incompetent.
Strike.
You know
one.
That. Right.
Yeah.
And see, and you to make you feel better, that
now,
little mustache the
people,
on the robot.
For all the people listening here,
what
to 810?
What
WHB?
What about them?
Do you really enjoy watching baseball like this?
Ball.
Like what?
Like it's becoming
ball.
I'm not
crap.
Watching it.
Strike.
Crap. Yeah, you're not watching. A lot of people aren't watching.
I know. That's the
because
thing.
Because it's turned into crap.
Yeah, it has. Also, people change and time changes. And
well, good. Let them watch it then because I ain't watching.
And his arm could be like a vacuum where he vacuums the home plate.
Yeah.
It's just a brush.
Then they can pay their $200 right. to go out to the stadium to watch it on their phone and do their thing. That's
and his
perfect.
Belly could be full of baseball. You need a new baseball. Baseball just comes out.
Why not?
He's going to jump over that table.
I'm asking, you know, why like the robot?
It would be kind of funny if the robot, like,
and then the robot
could
do
baseballs,
stuff. Yeah, do
you know?
Stuff at, you know, in between innings.
You leave this old man alone,
guys. You know, like, you could race the robot around in between innings like they do
with
the Flash.
Where's your dad? I need your dad.
Yeah. These are the ideas I tell him, too.
You know why? Because he'd kick your ass.
I know.
I know. But, like, don't you think that would be fun?
No arguing, balls and strikes. As soon as seniors out of
I'll call
church,
him.
I want his number. I'm going to call him. He's going to go kick this guy's ass.
Trust me. He wanted to kick his ass last night. He was like,
I don't blame him.
You're my son over there. He's calling me in the blank middle of the night. Yeah, I was he's like,
I didn't
by the way,
call him. I texted him at 4:30 in the morning. If I'm up, everyone's
you,
up.
You called
that's
him last like, night
it's
at
not
10
the middle of the night.
He said you called him at last night at 10.
No, I called him at 8:30.
He said it might as well have been 10 o'clock.
And it was his.
It was his
granddaughters that called him. It was like 8:30, and I said, "Boy,
that's pretty borderline."
I know,
right? Pretty borderline.
It's like middle of the night.
Yeah,
like what constitutes middle of the night?
Is that why you're
like,
so cranky, bod, staying up late to watch that Royals game last night?
Yeah,
stayed up late to get your sleep.
Easily.
I don't sleep.
And his legs annoying him a little bit.
My leg hurts, and I pee every 15 minutes.
There's a procedure
there
you can get.
There you go.
Electromagnetic waves.
I'm all in.
Well, let's take a pee break. Back after this on WHB. One of my favorite songs performed live by Elvis Presley. Crank This Up, a wonderful song to play on road trips or if you get a hurry up and drive home from work and just gonna roll the windows down and rock out with your
lock
arm out.
King,
lock, crank it.
Somebody help me get out of Louisiana. Just help me get to Houston town. Have people there who care a little about me and have left the poor boy down.
This song makes you wanna hit the road, Bob.
I love it. I love the King.
That's right. Mike Boddicker joins us in studio. So what would you do with Jorge Soler? Would you use him as trade bait in the offseason? Would you sign him to an extension? Or would you just ride the wave to arbitration as he'll be able to now that...
The thing is, you can sign him. Sign him to a deal and still trade him if you want to trade him. If that's in your plans... would I give him a long-term deal? Probably not, but it's like Nate said, you get 1 year, you got to see it more than once.
That's a hell of a year, though.
It's a great year. Fabulous year. But so I got to see it more than one, just 1 year. We've seen too many.
One thing I'll say
it's tough to, you got to look at the back of a guy's baseball card. That tells you pretty much what you're going to get. So you then average it out, you know, it's just.
The provision in his contract that, for people that don't know, again, we'll tell you about this, it allows him to opt out of his deal in order to file for arbitration. Mm-hmm. So he's scheduled to make $4 million a year each season through 2020.
He's going to opt out.
Solaire.
Uh-huh. He's going to opt out of that.
And so
yeah,
he became arbitration eligible last season, but he sustained the season-ending injury in June, uh-huh. and so he took the guaranteed $4 million. But this year, obviously, will be different.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be in line for a significant raise.
You think? Just like I said, you could sign him to a deal. If it was you got to be a decent, friendly deal, because if it's going to be a trade thing, people are not going to want to trade for a bad contract. But
what would be a good deal to you for Jorge Soler?
I don't know.
The one thing I was going to say about when you said, do it for 2 years, for whatever it's worth, he was on pace for a really good year last year before he got hurt. He was putting up much better numbers, improved numbers from what he had been in the past. I know it's not a full year, but you could at least say, look, this is a year and a half worth of him.
You also have to look at the situation where that's all he does is he hits.
Right.
Pretty much it. Nothing spectacular besides the offensive production. He's not going to help you any other aspect of the game. So you got to take that into consideration. But as far as the numbers he's put up this year, phenomenal. He's going to win the home run crown in RBI. I mean, all around, he's just been fabulous. I still can't believe that people were pitching to him when he was just hotter than a firecracker. And Cardinals came in and didn't, and he went into a spin for a while after that, and then somebody decided to pitch to him again. I don't understand how baseball works anymore. I really don't. So I don't know. When he's hot, walk him. Get the next guy. And that's what the Cardinals did. And then he got him chasing, and that's how it works. You got to figure that out. Teams don't do that anymore. With all the stuff the teams have, is videos and all this other crap, they can't figure that out? I don't get it. I don't know. That's just old school baseball. You guys hotter than a firecracker, you don't pitch to him.
Huh? Because Dozier's protecting him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. They didn't make that switch.
The Cardinals did it.
They did make that switch in order to get better protection for Soler, because for a while there, he wasn't getting anything to hit. And they moved him.
I'd still rather pitch a Dozier than Soler.
Well, I mean, I understand that.
Yep. That's just old-time baseball right there.
Once he moved in front of Dozier, though, he started hitting home runs again. I don't think that's a coincidence.
I'd still rather pitch a Dozier.
Could I ask you to embrace analytics, please?
I got a place you can put analytics. Trust me, by the time I get done talking to your old man, you're gonna want to hide.
Yeah. Welcome to the last 46 years, Mike.
You're gonna want to hide.
Tan your hide. Tan your hide, boy.
Hey, the Royals minor league system won 4 championships.
Yes.
What do you think that's significant when you're trying to build a winning culture? You're talking about winning a lot.
It is, as far as building a winning culture. I haven't heard from the people that I talk to, as far as the scouts and stuff like that, they're still not hepped up on the Royals minor league system. They don't see it as a great system, which makes no sense at all if they're winning championships. But I don't know. I'd have to see the teams in person, and I don't do that, so I can't really comment on it as far as what I think. I mean,
these were all lower level teams for whatever you know, for whatever that's worth. They're Dominican Summer League team, their Advanced Rookie League team in Idaho Falls, the South Atlantic League title, and the Carolina League title. So low A and high A were the ones that all won. So
what all I'm hearing from the scouts is there's just really bad baseball out there right now. There's not a lot of good baseball players out there right now. So it's hard to judge.
I mean, you are...
I'm just saying what I heard, Nate.
Bad, like, why is there bad baseball out there?
I don't know.
What is that?
That's what they said. Because I'd ask them about this, you know, this team, that team, what organization and stuff like that. And they go, it's just bad. It's hard to watch. Really hard to watch. Just a lot of strikeouts, a lot of, you know, stuff you... stuff we're seeing in the big leagues. You know? Everybody's shooting for a home run. All the pitchers are trying to throw 98 miles an hour. It's just... no command. It's just tough to watch. Tough baseball.
Here's a text message from one of our listeners. You'd rather pitch to a guy with an OPS around 900, a batting average higher than Soler's, an on-base percentage higher than Soler's. Soler chases terrible pitches, whereas Dozier is much more disciplined.
Soler wasn't chasing terrible pitches until when he was hot.
Yeah, he's been doing a better job of that this year.
Yep. He's been better this year
than people. I mean, he's still going to chase some pitches, and he's an he's got an all or nothing swing.
Yeah, but still, as an ex pitcher, when I walk up on the hill and I see Soler there, he scares me. When I see Dozier there, doesn't scare me. So I'm pitching to the guy that doesn't scare me.
We'll take a break back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Steve, I'm happy now, Steve. I'm happy now, Steve.
Why? What happened?
Yeah, I went over that ledge. I'm happy now.
Because the segment's almost over?
I'm still going to call your dad, but that's beside the point.
Well, that's fine. Okay. He wants you to call him.
Okay.
He would like you to call him. The Royals lost last night, Mike.
I know they did.
I don't know if you caught that.
I did.
Have you still been watching?
Yeah, I still
love it, don't you?
I wouldn't go to love it. It's hard, but I do. It's hard to watch.
Did you see that? I thought this was a fun story last night, that Carl Yastrzemski's grandson, Mike Yastrzemski, made his first appearance at Fenway Park. Mike Yastrzemski plays for the San Francisco Giants, and he hit a home run in the fourth inning last night against the Boston Red Sox. Did you ever meet Carl Yastrzemski?
Oh, sure.
What was he like?
I faced him.
What was he like to face? If you talk about someone intimidating, I would think he's slightly intimidating.
Basically, it was, don't throw him any fastballs. That's all it said on the card. Do not throw him a fastball. I threw him one. He had a line drive off the Green Monster for a single. Then I picked him off first. That was my one Carl Yastrzemski story.
It was the first home run by Yastrzemski since Carl Yastrzemski went deep against Moose Haas of the Milwaukee Brewers back in July 31st, 1983.
See, this isn't the first Moose that the Brewers have had.
Right.
Yeah, they've had a Moose before.
That's kind of awesome. There's a picture, this great picture of Mike Yastrzemski walking on the field at Fenway Park with his grandfather before the game.
That's cool.
So his grandfather, I don't know, did you see this picture?
No, I didn't see it. No, I did not.
So that's them walking out in the outfield.
Yep.
Before.
That's pretty cool.
So there to see his grandson, and he gets a home run.
That's the good things about baseball right there. That's as good as it gets. That's what it's about. Kids playing the game. See, I told you I was happy.
See, that made you happy, right?
It really made me real happy right there.
Did you like the fact that in that game also the Red Sox and Giants used a record-tying 24 pitchers?
doesn't surprise me.
It was
that does not surprise me. It really
14
doesn't.
Innings, 5 hours, 54 minutes, 50 players.
Yeah, but that's a normal 9-inning game out in Fenway, 5 hours.
So 15 innings. So. They played Take Me Out to the Ball Game in the middle of the 14th. And they used a major league record 24 pitchers in the game.
September call-ups. Gotta love it.
Do you wish you would have watched that one?
No. No, no, no. I couldn't do that many pitching changes without killing myself.
And then the other thing, which was, sucked for Yankees fans. I mean, you never want to see anyone get hurt, but did you see what happened to reliever Dela Betances yesterday?
No, I did not. I saw the comeback of their starter. That was pretty nice.
Oh, Severino?
Yeah, Severino.
Yeah, he's finally back.
He threw well.
So Betances was making his first appearance of the season on Sunday, having just returned from the injured list. And he faced two batters in the loss of the Blue Jays, struck them both out, then took a skip step off the mound and partially tore his left Achilles tendon.
Jeez.
You're out the entire season.
Oh, man.
Get a couple of guys out.
Yeah, he does that skip step. That
he thought it
hop.
Was the third out of the inning.
Yeah.
Landed awkwardly on the artificial turf at Rogers Center. He had a smile on his face, and he wasn't aware of the injury. They said he was sore when he arrived at Yankee Stadium yesterday before the game, and so the team was concerned when he was unable to get on his toes. And so they said, so this happened Sunday, and he shows up on Tuesday, and it was still sore, and so they were nervous, and so they sent him to get a scan and examined by at the hospital. And
a little MRI action.
Yeah. And so they said it's a partial tear of the Achilles tendon. And so they...
Yeah, you don't want that to tear. That thing roll up on you, and that's a bad one.
So
that's a bad one.
So he won't be in the playoffs.
No, he will not.
But Severino's back.
Severino's back, and he threw really well.
So do you think this Oakland, you've watched the last couple of games, do you think this Oakland team will be successful in the playoffs?
In the playoffs or getting to the playoffs?
Do you think they'll get there?
Yeah, I think they will. I do.
Because right now they have a 2-game lead in the wild card.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they will.
But once they get there?
Successful, no. I was like, I just look back at the Royals, what they did to him.
You know who's going to start the wild card game for the A's, don't you? Manaea.
Uh-huh. I like Manaea.
I mean, since he's come back,
he's been good.
Unhittable.
He's been very good. I'm happy for the kid, and I like him a lot.
He was out the entire season with shoulder injury.
But this still was a great trade. I'm sorry. It worked perfect for us.
What if the A's face Tampa in the wild card game? Who you root for?
A's.
Why?
I just can't stand Tampa. You know why?
You don't think they're going to start Tanner Roark?
Roark?
I wouldn't.
Why not?
Because I think he has some issues. I think he might have some problems. I don't know.
I'm sorry. I'm in full-blown chief mode right now, so I'm having a tough time concentrating on baseball.
Roark's been getting his tits lit.
Yeah, he has.
By the way, Manaea's had three starts since he came off the being after all season on the IL. He's thrown 18 innings, 6 hits, 1 run, 6 walks, 21 strikeouts. Mm-hmm. 6 hits in 18 innings.
Not too shabby, is it?
You got to start that in the wild card if he makes it.
I think so.
I hope he does well. He provided the Royals with...
He helped
an excellent return.
He helped us win a World Series. So, you know what? You got to root for the kid.
Now you want to see the Chiefs go make a trade like that that's going to get them a Super Bowl.
Oh, man, I want to see the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Yeah, that would be unbelievable.
Is Jalen Ramsey the Johnny Cueto of the Kansas City Chiefs?
Oh, no songs. If we trade for him, I do not want to hear any.
Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey.
No. I want all kinds of songs if we trade for Jalen Ramsey.
No.
That's Mike Boddicker.
Up next,
we're going to have Matt Derrick from Chiefs Digest and 810WHB.com on the show talking Chiefs on Sports Radio 810WHB.